You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 89, the last catch-up episode. All right, this episode will be really long. It's a catch-up on what would have been episodes 89 through 100, which were to have been recorded during the months of August through December 2016. So sit tight, listen to all the stories, some of the stories, fast forward through them, or don't listen at all. It's your choice. All new episodes start with episode 90. And with that, let's start the news. Ryan Lochte, or Lochter, the Olympian swimmer and the robber that wasn't. So back when the Olympics were going on and Ryan Lochte and had his went with his swimming buddies and they went and tore up a bathroom and claimed they got robbed at gunpoint, and they really weren't. He was kind of lying. So yeah, douche. So the episode that this was supposed to be, I had titled it "Locked Out." So I kind of sad I didn't get a chance to use it. But Ryan Lochte or Locked or hell, I don't know. Anyway, lion sack, lion douche. Let's see, next story here. Gawker.com shuts down. So that was kind of a big news story last year. So during the second half there. The Hulk Hogan sex tape and Bubba the Love Sponge and his wife and then Peter Thiel, who Gawker outed, or not Gawker, another Gawker site that is not up anymore. I forget what it was called, but anyway, Nick Denton outed him, and so anyway, this money showdown, and Gawker showed this sex tape and Hulk Hogan sued and used Peter Thiel's money, and Gawker lost in court and shut down. And all the assets went to some company. I forget who they went to. So Gawker's still up, and their sites, you know, all the stories that were out there are still up. Just nothing new has been posted. It's pretty much done. Gawker was pretty big back in its day. So yeah, there you go. Gawker, I don't know. Rest in peace. There's some journalism type of thing that, you know, that I kind of side with. I'm kind of sad that, you know, they kind of got taken down. It was their own fault. I mean, it's kind of a mixed opinion, mixed bag on that. You know, I mean, they really should have known better with that tape. You know, but you know, hey, they learned. I guess they learned their lesson. Let's see. Roger Ailes leaves the top post at Fox News. All those women that came forth, Gretchen Carlson and her lawsuit, and of course now Megan Fox is gone too. Not Megan Fox, Megan Kelly. Megan Fox was Megan Fox at Fox News. I don't know, that might be a ratings gig, I guess, on that. But anyway, yeah, Fox News has kind of gone downhill from there, but still has considerable control over a lot of the conservative things that happen. You know, fair and balanced they are not, but ratings they still have. So even with the top dog, Roger Ailes, gone. So Gene Wilder died at the age of 83. We lost a lot of people in 2016. You know, I could do a whole episode of just on the people we lost, you know. Gene Wilder, yeah, Willy Wonka, Silver Streak, Blazing Saddles, God, I mean, just so many different movies he did. I mean, obviously he did a lot with Mel Brooks, but, you know, he's just a wonderful, wonderful person. You know, at least he got to live to be, you know, past 80, so. Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, gets flack for not standing up during the national anthem. They did the kneel thing. That's another mixed thing. Some people hated him for that. Some people thrashed him for that. I supported him. It's a silent form of protesting. I think it's funny, you know, people are like, gosh, these protesters caused so much damage. All this violence and everything like that. And here's a guy who's does none of it, and they still go after him. No, there's a meme out there. I probably should have used that picture on this episode, but or maybe I did. I can't remember. Where it shows like, oh, he's so much violent protesting. No, not like that. And they show a picture of Colin Kaepernick kneeling, and then they show, like, no, not like that. And show someone else, you know, being silent, you know, wearing a t-shirt with a phrase on it, you know. So, I supported him. And, you know, I think he got a lot of people talking about it. You know, a lot of, you know, other people followed his actions. So, Louisiana flooding. This was, yeah, more than 31 inches of rain fell in 15 hours. It's not even a day. I mean, when I'm recording this, LA is getting a lot of rain too right now. So, you know, in a short period of time, thousands of residents were displaced in Louisiana. At least 13 people died in all the affected areas. Trump, Clinton, Obama were advised by local and state authorities and elected officials to postpone any visits that would hamper rescue and relief efforts. Of course, there are those who are blaming Obama and Clinton for not visiting sooner. Yeah. But Trump went and was told not to go, you know, but he still went. Yeah, figures. Millions of dollars in damage. The hardest hit areas since Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast. So it's going to be weeks and months before the water will subside. I'm sure, you know, they're getting back to normal at this time, but so people can go back to anything resembling their home to collect belongings. So it's sad to see this natural devastation, you know, lives disrupted, property damaged to serious levels. Certainly a sign of climate change, if you believe in climate change. So even some will still watch the footage and damage and still think that climate change is not the cause of this, you know, but hey, it's a hoax. Not really. So ignore all you want. This is normal to see this kind of weather conditions. Let's see here. Trump Foundation makes $25,000 payment to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. And that's not even the biggest bombshell of this story. Turns out after such payment was made, Pam Bondi decided not to investigate fraud allegations against Trump University. And we know how that ended. Trump eventually in court settled out of court to the tune of $25 million. Not just $25,000, $25 million. So, let's see. State Department reveals $1.7 billion was transferred from the United States to Iran at the time the hostages were released. This figure is four times the amount as was reported before, $400 million. Originally, the Obama administration denied it had anything to do with the hostages being released, instead saying it was a long overdue payment to Iran from 1979. The Swiss bank transfer of cash to Iran happened on three different dates in January of 2016. It was timed as leverage for the hostages being released. So I'm very disappointed in the Obama administration for not being truthful or transparent about this money transfer. So on top of that disappointment, President Obama has stated several times in his two terms that we don't pay ransom money to other countries. While that might not have been the exact case, the timing and the disclosure from the State Department sure does have their hands dirty with this latest reveal. So a couple more details on this story. It was revealed that there was multiple reasons for this money transfer. So the Obama administration just wasn't clear enough, or not transparent enough, or not honest enough of, you know, trying to hide, you know, and yeah, they're politicians, you know, they're going to make mistakes, you know. I'm disappointed, but you know, at the same time, it's, you know, there was multiple reasons for it. So that actually came out on that. So Phyllis Schlafly, leader of the conservative values group, the Eagle Forum, dies at age 92. So this was one of my mom's heroes back in the 1970s, as Schlafly helped defeat the Equal Rights Amendment. Her other hero was Ronald Reagan. Yeah, so I didn't like either of these people. So I always questioned this woman's logic fighting against her own self and her own gender. They used to always use made-up stories about how all public bathrooms would be unisex and their hatred for gay people. And I obviously didn't support Schlafly or my mom on this, as they spent endless efforts to take down what would have been better treatment for women in many areas. In the last few months, Schlafly announced her support of Donald Trump, angering those in the group she started years ago. So, yeah, that was interesting. You know. She exercised her right to support someone that the rest of the group didn't like. Is that like a karma thing or something? Anyway, so the group that she founded was called Ego Forum. We have one here in Utah. I think I've mentioned either via blog post, maybe a podcast. We have our Gail Ruzicka, who's the leader of the Utah Ego Forum. You know, they pretty much hate anything with progress. So Phil Schlafly died from complications of cancer. Hey, at least he got to live to be 92. So. Wells Fargo, $185 million for falsely creating new accounts to meet sales quotas. CEO John Stumpf changes course and takes responsibility for the push to sign up customers for multiple products and services. His previous stance was to blame the 5,000 fired employees who skirted the system to meet the sales goals. His time on Capitol Hill this week was met with fire and chastising for knowing about these sales pushes and the sales staff efforts to meet or exceed goals since 2013. Senator Elizabeth Warren, yay, Democrat from Massachusetts, took Mr. Stump to task with how it was allowed to get to the point of falsely signing up Wells Fargo customers for services they didn't agree to, including the transfer of money from existing Wells Fargo accounts to new account setups, including making up email addresses to sign up for online banking. Yeah. I've been a Wells Fargo customer now almost 32 years, so through various mergers and stuff. And I've never had any problems with them. I never experienced anything like this. You know, I mean, their sales push can be a bit much, you know. But you know, I was asked by several people, hey, are you going to leave Wells Fargo? You know, are you going to ditch them since this whole thing went down? And the answer is no. You know, it's not that I don't agree with this, and I wholeheartedly, but the pain in the ass that transferring money and leaving a bank after 32 years would be to, you know, have to start up with another bank. And what other bank would I go to that didn't already have their shady deals and everything like that? So I'm staying with Wells Fargo regardless of this. And, you know, at least they came clean, you know, I mean, and did the right thing and, you know, fixed out, you know, people's accounts that they messed up and everything like that. So, chastise me all you want, judge me all you want, but, you know, it's the, you know, if I transferred banks as often as the banks had issues, I'd be transferring banks every 6 months. So staying with the bank that I personally have not had any issues with. Bill Murray is a bartender for one night at his son's bar in Brooklyn. His name is Homer Murray, and he co-owns the bar called 21 Green Point near the East River. Really cool story. Bill Murray was there several hours serving drinks and chatting it up with the regulars and everything like that. Very cool. I'm sure those of you that saw this the picture and read the story, it's awesome. I mean, pretty cool. Domestic terrorist arrested in alleged plot targeting Muslims. They were called the militia members. I would correct it to properly identify from the real term of these crazy assholes. This was they're domestic terrorists. You know, this was a domestic terrorist plan, as it included the blowing up of apartment buildings in Garden City, Kansas, where the majority of the tenants were Muslim. The name of the group these wackos belong to is called Kansas Security Force. Yeah, so they got busted. Got taken down. It was pretty. I mean, I'm really happy that, FBI, CIA, you know, local authorities, everything worked to take him down. So Howard Stern won't replay old Donald Trump interviews. It would be a betrayal to any of our guests if I sat there and played them now, says Howard, about why he's not going to go back and release the various interviews he's had with Trump over the years. There's nothing to find, continues Stern. And they were right there in the open. Yeah, so referring to the fact that the entire archive of Howard Stern Show episodes is available to SiriusXM subscribers. Pete Burns, lead singer of the 80s band Dead or Alive, found dead at the age of 57. He had a massive heart attack just days from a new compilation album that was to be released called Sophisticated Boom Boom. I forget what that's the Roman numeral number. Yeah, you spin me round. I mean, there's so many songs. I loved Dead or Alive. So very sad to hear this. Gone too soon. FBI head James Comey posts letter alerting to email investigation. It's the October surprise that everyone wasn't expecting. Then more than a week later, he posts another letter saying the FBI still is not pressing charges against Hillary Clinton for the private email server. Okay, what changed? Well, they searched 650,000 emails that were not sent by Hillary, but were on a laptop that was used by Anthony Weiner, but was also shared by his now estranged wife, Huma Abedin. So, yeah, that was an October surprise. Yeah, whether that cost Hillary the election, I don't know. I'm sure it contributed to it. So, speaking of election, Iowa woman says she voted twice for Trump because the polls are rigged and she wanted to make sure her vote was counted. Huh. Oregon militia group acquitted by jury over takeover and occupation of federal wildlife refuge. Ammon Bundy and his six followers got off on charges of conspiracy for their armed takeover of the Masher National Wildlife Refuge earlier this year. All of this stemmed from the 2014 armed standoff over Cliven Bundy's refusal to pay grazing fees for his using cattle on public land. Yeah. How about that? So, Donald Trump wins presidential election. That was on November 8th. Hillary Clinton ended up winning the popular vote by more than 3 million votes. Gwen Ifill, longtime journalist and newscaster, died at the age of 61 of cancer. That was sad. I cried watching some of these news stories. I mean, what a wonderful person. I loved her reports on PBS and NBC. I mean, she, so sad loss, you know. So, Obama administration cancels oil and gas leases on Blackfeet tribe sacred grounds. That was awesome. Very, very awesome to see that. I was very happy. Yeah, so that, you know, that was the whole Standing Rock protest and everything. So that was one of his. I mean, he did a couple other things at the end there. You know, the Bears Ears Monument and a couple other things. But man, I tell you, that was awesome what he did with that. So, and there's my catch up on news stories. No rant this week, other than God, I really hope I don't have to play catch up anymore. I know, you know, I've had some discussions with, you know, some of my listeners, and you know, I appreciate their clarification on that, you know, and it is struggling, you know, it's difficult for me, you know, I mean, I think it's difficult for my listeners because, you know, some of these stories are old, you know, I mean, they're not that old, you know, I mean, you know, 6 months, but you know, if one of my segments of my podcast is to do current news stories, you know, 6 months later, it's like, hey, cool. He had really great thoughts. That would have really applied well back 6 months ago. So that's kind of my rant this time. So this week's shameless plug, don't get hangovers anymore. Yes, you read that right. And that's not just a happy drunk trying to justify having multiple drinks every night. So I used to get horrible hangovers from drinking at nights, going out to the bar, you know, drink, you know, all sorts of drinks and everything like that. Waking up and hating myself for not drinking enough water and not taking Advils before passing out. What did I do to get rid of the hangovers? I quit drinking sugar drinks like daiquiris and Sex on the Beach. Yeah, and yes, I admit I used to like Sex on the Beach a lot. You know, peach nectar and cranberry juice and rum, and it was good. Fun drink, but my God, you should only have one, you know, not four or five a night, you know. So, and then I'd stick, you know, so I'd just eliminate the sugar drinks, you know, so that's, you know, like a good daiquiri, you know, but no, you know, even though, you know, I mean, you know, of course, most everything, you know, rum's a sugar, spirit anyway, so that, you know, you drink a lot of rum, that could really kill a lot of, you know, hydrated cells in your body, you know, so, and the other thing, I stick to the same spirit. So I can drink and get a really nice buzz from tequila and doing a shot or two and then having a couple margaritas. So For vodka, I can have 5 or 6 vodka tonics or vodka sodas or even White Russians, mixing them back and forth and being good the next morning. Gin and tonics are just as plentiful, and nothing, no hangover in the morning. You know, I've been known to, you know, put back 6 or 8 gin and tonics before, you know, whether, you know, made in Utah bars, which have, you know, 1.5 ounces of liquor in them, or at home, you know. So I get buzzed. I get, you know, I might get a little drunk, but no hangover. So anyway, so I do drink water before bedtime, you know, not a lot, maybe like, I don't know, 8 ounces or something like that. So, which, yes, makes me have to pee at least once during the night. Hydration is still number one way to keep from getting hangovers. But once I removed the sugar mixers, that was a big one. So, you know, then I could drink a lot and wake up happy. So, yeah, so hydrate, no sugar, stick to the same spirit. That's how you avoid hangovers. At least that's how I avoid hangovers these days. Back in business. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.